This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I draw so nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
your
door.
Your sister will be suspicious.
My lips look delicious.
Your brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
Maidenhead's mind is vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Maybe just a cigar at
the door. Never such a blizzard before.
You got the
so
woman.
So sorry we're showing actual rape on air.
I'll lend you my coat.
Up to my knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I'm getting more excited.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
How can you do this thing? Well, don't worry. They're burying it on the radio station. They don't care about the radical Islamists raping and murdering women worldwide. In fact, the UN is funding it. Here's John Bowne's report, and your phone calls are coming up. This is key. Beto and Cortez are the future. Here it is.
It only took 24 hours for the smug Democrats and Mockingbird media to circle their wagons after the Honduran caravan stormed the border and Border Patrol responded with non-lethal force. 2020 presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke weighed in, claiming it should tell us something about her home country that a mother is willing to travel 2,000 miles with her four-month-old son to come here. It should tell us something about our country that we only respond to this desperate need once she is at our border. Beto either doesn't do his homework or chooses to ignore the billions in aid USAID has given to Honduras over the years. In 2017 alone, the U.S. gave $181 million to the Honduras. And of course, we know for a fact, due to the courageous efforts of Project Veritas, that Beto's campaign aided the caravan. Meanwhile, rising bullhorn for the Socialist Democrats, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, compared the caravan to the Holocaust. Senator Lindsey Graham responded, saying Ocasio-Cortez should take a tour of the Holocaust Museum in D.C. It might help her better understand the differences between the Holocaust and the caravan in Tijuana. Cortez responded by defining America's defense of its borders as a rise in fascism, writing, "This administration has jailed children and violated human rights. Perhaps we should stop pretending that authoritarianism and violence is a historical event instead of a growing force." The Washington Times reports the same tear gas agents that the Trump administration is taking heat for deploying against the border mob is actually used fairly frequently, including more than once a month during the later years of President Barack Obama's administration, according to Homeland Security data. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has used CS since 2010 and deployed it 26 times in the fiscal 2012 and 27 times in 2013. The use dropped after that, but was still deployed three times in 2016, Mr. Obama's final full year in office.
This whole, but Obama did it, but Obama did it. I don't care what Obama did. I don't care what Trump is doing right here, right now.
What kind of parent drags their kid into the fray of confronting a heavily guarded U.S. border anyway? Meanwhile, according to North Carolinians for Immigration Reform and Enforcement, there was yet another month of child rape. In October of 2018, 22 illegal aliens were arrested for 81 child rapes and/or sexual assaults. Then Cortez attempted to stick it to the man, deeming Graham a racist, saying, "I heard your joke about ethnic DNA preferences last month. Perhaps you would enjoy a visit or a revisit to the Smithsonian Museum of African American History and Culture. It's a great educational experience." This after Graham joked on a Fox News panel about possibly learning his DNA would turn out to be partly Iranian. You know, Cortez, Iran, death to America, it has zero to do with the African American History Museum. But thanks for playing the race card from your stacked deck of Alinskyite cards.
And Beto, the golden dud for the Democratic bid for a Senate seat
seat in Texas, is pushing his presidential aspirations, even though Democratic failure Rahm Emanuel has said that you don't promote a loser. Keep it coming, O'Rourke and Cortez. I will never grow tired of exposing your treasonous and anti-American rhetoric for what it is, an ongoing threat to American citizens, their children, and our national security. John Barron reporting.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and try to curry favor with the globalists. George Herbert Walker Bush was an absolutely horrible, evil man who hated this country, sold us out to communist China, tried to set a bunch of oligarchs up to suck Russia dry, tried to prop up the old Soviet Union. Total New World Order trash. But I'm not glad he's dead. I don't wish harm on the dead. But he's a major signpost. His death, along with the Clintons, in a Marine Doubt article about how no one is going to their rallies. They'll get a 20,000-person deal. They can't even sell 1,000 tickets. They are a joke. So this just shows how the whole corporate media and all of it is just backing these corrupt fossils that were able to hijack our country. And I see it as a signpost of what's happened to them. But then you see them attacking our president, trying to plunge our economy, saying America was never great, will never be that great. This is their world government program. There are riots all over France, and this time not the Muslims rioting like they do every week, but the British people are rebelling, the French people are rebelling, the Italian people are rebelling, the Brazilian folks are rebelling. People don't want to be under globalism. And the worst riot since the 60s hit France, and this isn't the Muslims. So they're not going around burning other, you know, French people's houses and robbing them like the Muslims do. They're targeting the government. So it's on. Because Macron has totally opened their borders and sold them out. All right, I'm taking your phone calls right now. But I'm going to go to each person in about a minute because I want to get to everybody today. And I'm going to move to the next person. No matter how good your call is or how bad it is, I'm going to the next person. I love you all. I appreciate you. But we're talking about, what does George Herbert Walker Bush's death signify? What do you make of the incredible historic fight we're in? The Federal Reserve's attempts to implode the economy that Bush and, you know, others had basically sold out, along with Clinton and Obama. And then Trump comes along and in 2 years turns it around. So the Federal Reserve comes in and raises interest rates 7 times. And Trump warns that'll kill the economy. And sure enough, it's begun. When all Trump's doing is trying to get us a fair shake with these unfair trade deals. It's really crazy. But they see us as nuts for being nationalists and not being sellouts. So who are we going to go to? We're going to go to Chase the Patriot. Then Ryan. Then Devin. Then Brad. Then David. And George and Jason and everybody else that's holding. And again, we have a phone system that takes more than 20 calls, but I have a new thing where we're going to take 10. And if I get to those, we'll open the phones back up and take the next 10. But I'm not going to leave callers on hold. That's my new pet peeve. Again, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. The globalists are doing everything they can to shut us down. They're lying about us to build a straw man. Then they're moving against us on every platform. And if they're successful at shutting us down, the globalists admit they think they can then shut all of you down. So our fight is your fight. So please keep us in your prayers, whatever you do. the word of mouth you engage in about NewsWars.com, about InfoWars.com, is unstoppable. They've tried to psychologically poison people against InfoWars, poison the well, create a inoculation, they call it, psychologically, so that you won't look at what we cover. And they create a facsimile, a dummy, a straw man of who we are, not what we really say. But those of you that have stood with us, we really salute you because we stand with you as well. And somebody's got to fill this space of not being a traitor. Somebody's got to stand against globalists. Okay, who's up first here? We've got Devin and Ryan and Chase. Let's go ahead and talk to Chase the Patriot in California. Go ahead, Chase.
Alex, thank you so much for taking my call, and thanks again for making that T-shirt commercial of the previous call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to talk, you know, this war against globalism, you know, the difference between the Bushes who were promoting it and what we see from President Trump today, you can see at the G20 unit. I just filed a report on my YouTube about this. You think about those globalists that are there, like Paul Kagame is invited, the warlord, ruthless leader of Africa, of Rwanda. He's sitting there making deals with China and all these other globalists, but we at least have one lion, one champion. We have Donald Trump, President Trump, looking at him face to face, eye to eye, and saying things aren't going down the same way like the Bushes. And it's just such a night and day. It's just beautiful to see sovereignty and Americanism promoted again worldwide.
Well, remember the media about a year and a half ago was telling the truth. They said it was a bad thing. They go, Trump does whatever he says. He's crazy. Now, oh, he's a liar, he's a fraud. But the Washington Post, CNN, all have the same talking point. George H.W. Bush was the exact political opposite of Donald Trump. Yeah, he was a puppet. He was a globalist. He was a sellout. He hated the country. You know, he was connected to the Nazis. It's all the opposite with Trump. And I'm not here to kiss Trump's ass. I don't get any support for supporting Trump. I get lawsuits. I get threats. I get attacks. I get lies. I get demonized because he's a good guy. And he does care about the country. So, but, oh, if I supported George Herbert Walker Bush, oh, if I supported, let me tell you something. I had the Clintons reach out. I had the Bushes reach out when I was first on air. They collect talk show hosts like they collect, that's a joke photo, like they collect baseball cards. And I'm not for sale. God bless you, Chase. Good to hear from you. All right, up next here. Who is up next? Let's talk to David in the center of the cancer, the part of California invading America, the main censorship command base. David in San Francisco. Man, how do you survive out there? Thanks for calling.
Well, by the grace of God, that's how I exist. Now, Alex, if it's possible, if we could just have a moment of silence and respect for my words about Bush, I think it would be appreciated. Now, there's a reason why Nancy Reagan didn't want to talk to the Bushes after her husband almost got killed. There's a reason why the Bushes, they voted with Hillary, not the president. And it's found in Roger Stone's book called The Bush Crime Family and the Franklin Cover-Up by Senator John DeCamp. Have you read those books?
Well, you wanted a moment of silence, so go ahead.
No, I mean, after I'm done, just have a minute or two for the people to think about what I said, because, you know, I respect the truth, okay? And the truth is the truth. And Bush Sr. said he has no memory where he was at November 22nd. Don't give me that line. I was at Our Lady Mount Carmel in first grade. Everyone who's old enough to remember it, they know exactly where they were at when Kennedy was killed, okay? And the fact is he took over for the CIA after Bill Colby died in a mysterious fishing accident. Okay, and he was in on the assassination of President Kennedy. And if you get
that's in the federal documents, and that's come out that George Herbert Walker Bush was in the CIA, was in Texas when it happened. But Hinckley's brother met with the Bushes days before in Denver, and they tried to kill Reagan. There it is. Bush's son was to dine with suspect's brother. Denver Post, Houston Post also reported it. But that did happen. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah, think about it. Get those books, listeners, the Franklin Cover-Up. This talk show's interviewed John DeCamp. He was a great senator in Nebraska.
I've interviewed John DeCamp probably 45 times.
Wow. Yeah, that's why you're the best.
I'm not the best. That's why they deleted the YouTube channel with billions of views. Look, I appreciate your call. I am going to interrupt. I'm going to back up what you're saying. I'm going to show clips on while you're talking. I'm telling them, pull this up, pull that up. Yes, I'm fully aware of it. Mueller, the Bushes, all of them used sex crimes to compromise people and control them. These are nasty, nasty people. And again, their main goal is kill the country, sell it out. But Jerry Epstein, all of it's about to come out on the Clintons. They are done. I'm going to go to break. But when I come back, like I said, I'm going to move through your calls. I'll never get to all of you. I'm going to go to Brad in Texas, the legacy of Bush Sr. and world government, which is in so much trouble. Then Ryan, then Devin, then Rick, so many others. Straight ahead on the other side. I'm doing a pretty good job, so we can open a few more of those phone lines for folks that are ringing to comment on the legacy of George Herbert Walker Bush. Please don't forget that without you reaching out to friends, neighbors, family, coworkers, and saying, you know, you've heard a lot about Alex Jones. You've heard all these things he supposedly says and does. But why don't you actually go hear what they're covering and why the establishment's so scared? You know, I thought there were more men in the world. Most men I know that are lawyers or people, they just kiss each other's asses all day and just want more money and are these horrible, empty little dirtbags. Not me. We will say the real subjects. We'll cover them all if the chips fall where they may. All we ask you to do is join us in the InfoWar and spread those links to NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain.
Welcome back to the live Sunday Global Transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It's 5:20 Central Standard Time. Very thankful to all the listeners and supporters and radio and TV stations that know the corporate globalist media are a bunch of anti-American trash. That have totally sold this country out, and they know that everything they say about us is a lie, a damn lie. And our support with the general public and radio and TV stations has only gone up in the face of Silicon Valley absolutely blocking us at every level, trying to shut down our bank accounts, trying to find out what software we use, hack attacks, you name it, because I'm a loyal American who believes in freedom. I don't want to go join some cartel and go kiss the ass of the establishment and get into the power structure and sit around with a bunch of heartless, soulless people. You couldn't pay me to join them. You couldn't threaten to kill me to join them. You understand? It's not hard to not sell out to them. What's hard is feeling weak that I'm not fighting them enough because they are totally ruthless and evil. They ally themselves with the most horrible communist Chinese regimes and others. And they think those of us that have conscience are mentally ill. And then when we kick their political butts up and down the street, they move to censor us and block us. And that's when the frustration comes that my fellow Americans and others don't realize what an incredible juncture, crossroads we are in history. It's an incredible time. And then if you study Trump's real policies, he is swinging for the fences. For sovereignty and freedom and prosperity and working so hard with true programs to unify this nation. So I am honored to be persecuted for supporting Trump. I'm not hedging my bets. I've been told, hell, all over the place, you've seen it. You back off, you don't support Trump, we're going to destroy you. And they just keep escalating. They're like, you want more? You want more? You know, I don't want more, but I'm not backing down. You understand? In fact, I'm far from breaking. I might have broke 15 years ago. Because I wasn't 1,000,000,000% sure I was 100% right. Now I know I was beyond right. In fact, you guys are so much worse than I thought. Let me tell you, let me just give you a little message. Ain't ever happening. Ever. Period. But then I look at the average man I know. Over some petty crap, acting tough, saying your car's got a bigger engine, guys will get in a fight with you. But if it's the whole birthright of their kids, their whole future, and they see it as the establishment, they just roll over. And it's sick, and it makes me depressed. And then I got to watch John McCain, that globalist traitor, and George Herbert Walker Bush, even worse, sit there and be lauded when these are the authors of the sellout of our country. Makes me sick. But the good news is all over the world, people are waking up. And all over the world, momentum is moving against the New World Order. And so that's the solace I've got, that people say, oh, I'd sacrifice my life for freedom. Well, you don't get a chance to then. Your name, your treasure, who you are, and who cares if a bunch of slaves of the system get in your face? Who cares? Those are victims. Those are brain-dead followers. That's what leadership is being willing to do things that are hard on the surface. But you know what? Committing my children and your children to total slavery to the New World Order is a lot harder than losing everything I got and my personal name. Because while they're busy destroying my name, the world's busy waking up. Now, they do want to end up using my name as a weapon against the Liberty Movement, so it's important to stand up for InfoWars, but it doesn't matter to me what happens to me. And that's not some statement of, oh, I'm such a loving, giving guy. I'm in a total war. And I just want the enemy to know. They're always like, how do you like hundreds of thousands of articles saying horrible things about you? That's what I expected. I mean, I never knew I'd be this successful, but it's just wonderful, actually. And they've already figured that out. They just want other people to see what's been done to me and have them back away from promoting freedom. But when those people are cowards, they don't help the globalists. They just create a vacuum where other people who are called by the spirit of liberty fill that gap. So when we come back from break, the last two segments, I'm going to take every caller that's holding. Rick, Ryan, Devin, Bill, Brad, Jason, Nick, George, we're going to all of you. But the big news this week that just came in like a blip and left was Trump sent out that tweet about indicting the deep staters with images of Comey and Mueller and Hillary for being in bed with Russia and then saying he was and engaged in treason. And then I told you he was going to make his move last Sunday before he did that on Monday. And the next day he said, these are criminals. They work for foreign powers. They want to overthrow the country. I'm trying to restore it. And they're going to be devastated by what I'm going to release. And you know, the one thing about Trump is he always keeps his promises. And so I feel good at a deep gut level. God's never forsaken us. But I said us. It doesn't forsake if I get killed or thrown in prison or demonized on every TV channel out there, as long as God doesn't forsake the children. It's our job as men to do the right thing. And again, what I'm saying 100 years ago was common exercise in the West. Many other cultures cover their ass and they're called slaves. But people that stand up for liberty and freedom and are willing to put their lives on the line, that's called civilization. And so I am extremely blessed to be here with you. I'm very honored to be here, and I'm very thankful to everybody that supports us and the crew. And I just, for Christmas, I want an enlightenment. And I want to have people realize that what Trump's doing is in their clear self-interest and the right thing to do, and that buying into Hollywood hype and corporate hype is a joke, because these people are not caring about you. They hate Trump because he isn't selling you out with them. We're going to go to break. Come right back with your calls. Please do not forget that without your financial support, we will not be here. And listen, we make it so easy. InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever the best emergency equipment is, whatever the best optics are, whatever the best apparel is, whatever the best supplements are, whatever the best water filtration, at the lowest price, we have it. And Cyber Week is going to end today because a bunch of stuff's about to sell out. So the big specials, the store-wide free shipping, the double Patriot points, this big 50% off sale. In this incarnation, it's going to end tomorrow morning at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got deals on water filtration. I guess that's gone now because it's sold out. But air filtration, Alexa Pure Breeze, 127, it's all there. And it's your act of shopping with us instead of the globalists like Jeff Bezos that is your vote for freedom and your vote that we continue to stand in the face of the enemy. So thanks for the support. All right, back in just a few minutes, and right to your phone calls on this live Sunday global transmission, newswars.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're not in Kansas anymore. Coming up in the last segment, They put a new AI robot on the new International Space Station and began to get real bossy of the humans. That footage is coming up and also linked up on DrudgeReport.com. Scientists urge world to share DNA in centralized database for your protection, of course. It's all coming up next segment. We're going to your calls in this segment and the next. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go ahead and talk to Brad in the great state of Texas. Brad, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call, Alex. Earlier you were talking about how George Bush had faked the fall of communism in Eastern Europe and the USSR. That's really interesting because most people don't know about this. What really happened was back in November of 1989, the communist parties of Czechoslovakia, Hungary, etc., they all stayed in power but renamed themselves to the Socialist Party. And the dictators had stepped down, and then number two in the party would come to power. And then that person was in bed with the World Economic Forum, the Davos Group, the Bilderberg Group, etc.
Well, I mean, since you're saying history and you're accurate so far, let me just give it to folks, because this is on what I'm saying is like a fact. George Soros was given billions by George Herbert Walker Bush to go in and go, no, don't go free market, stay socialist, let us loot your people, because the Soviet Union was collapsing. And then they tried to prop up the Soviet Union. Even Frontline has released the transcripts where George W. Bush didn't know. George Herbert Walker Bush didn't know it was falling. They were trying to keep Gorbachev and prop it up. They wanted a fake perestroika where they still kept it under socialism, just not communism, and the West could loot it. And they kind of got that for a while with, you know, the next guy that came in, Boris Yeltsin. But then Putin threw them all out, and that's why they're so pissed at Putin. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, Putin was actually put in power by Western intelligence, but then about a year later, he totally flipped on the globalists and started sending people like Roman Abramovich and other.
Well, let's be clear. He was never put in power by him, but he did fool them.
Yes, he did fool them.
That's why they're so pissed, yeah.
But the whole idea was you have to be through with the old union to then put in the new union, the European Union, and the European Union was going to.
Which then took all the former heads of Eastern Europe communists. Literally, almost every EU head is either a former top Nazi or their kid or a former head of an Eastern European country. It's crazy.
That's absolutely right, Alex.
No, beautifully said, Brad. And that's why Putin's evil. That's why Netanyahu's evil. That's why Trump's evil, is because they're all nationalist. The average right-wing lunatic, that the super right-winger, believes Israel runs everything. Israel's left, right, like eight different groups. Netanyahu is literally defending his country. They're trying to, they've indicted his wife. They're trying to indict him, just like Trump, because they're nationalist. And so Putin respects Netanyahu because they're nationalists. Trump respects Putin and Netanyahu because they're nationalists. They respect him, just like the new leaders in Italy and the new leaders in Greece and the new leaders in Brazil. They're all different people, but they're standing up against the globalists, which are trying to kill them. And like, oh, my God, I get death threats from white supremacists constantly. They're just such idiots, man. It's totally different than what they even think. They have no idea how it works. Anything else, Brad?
Well, if they would just go research Israel, and if they found out the truth, they would find out that Israel was put there for destruction to start a future war.
Exactly. And that came out in the WikiLeaks, which we already knew. That they plan to overthrow it and then cause a giant war, and Netanyahu's trying to stop that. So, again, you always wonder, like, why does the media demonize Netanyahu? Here's an example. I'm not a rocket scientist, but about 7 years ago, I finally went, when I bash cops doing wrong, I get 10 million YouTube views, they never demonetize, and sometimes I get $300,000 checks. But everything else is demonetized. When I talk about the New World Order, and I went, oh, my God, they're demonizing police selectively to take them over, which will be later confirmed. So I stopped bashing cops, and that was the last deal for them. Because I finally went, I was literally didn't know it. Like, you think you don't sell out? You don't know you've sold out, you have. Bashing police, and it doesn't mean cops aren't out of control and there's some problems. But the point is, in general, they wanted me to bash cops, and the left was promoting me. As soon as we stopped, we lost like $5 million a year on YouTube. I mean, again, their project is bash the cops, not to reform them, but to then overthrow them. See how that works? And it's the same deal. Like the average right-winger or left-winger come together in hating Israel. You do that, you get promoted on YouTube, everywhere else. Because, again, it's all part of the larger plan. Isn't that sick?
Yeah, that's absolutely sick. And all they do, well, if you look at David Duke, he goes to Tehran, Iran, and gives speeches saying how bad the United States is and Israel is. I mean, Iran.
Oh, and notice, he's not, and I'm not saying take him off. He's all over YouTube. He's all over everywhere. And, yeah, exactly.
Last thing, the mullahs were also put in power by the globalists at a last-minute deal by...
79. Exactly. 79. And here's the deal. David Duke's still on air, and all these other people, because they create division. Every black people, Hispanics, they all love me. I love them. I want freedom. And they cannot have somebody like me or Trump, who is literally Trump, who opened golf courses up to Jews and black people. He was the guy that did that. And then they turned it around. He's the Nazi. No, these people are using race-based politics. And I don't put Farrakhan in the same camp as Duke. Farrakhan wants to try to not have a race war now, but everything he says positive gets ignored. And it's a very complex situation. God bless you. I appreciate your call. And folks, we're getting to the heart of the matter here. You know, this gets very complex, but I just, oh God. You know, it's a bad situation. That's all I can tell you. It's a very bad situation. And the globalists have bet that you're weak and stupid. They think you're morons. And it's just, I mean, my God, the most hot thing ever since I've been on air is bashing Jews in Israel. Israel is a bunch of people at each other's throats. There's 8 different factions at least. And I'm not defending Israel, but it's mentally ill to claim Israel is this big thing running stuff. That ain't what's going on. And I don't say that to defend Israel. I was in Hollywood trying to make movies 15 years ago. And I hear from top producers, the Chinese won't like that. And then when I met with a bunch of top producers and major lawyers, I went on air like 12 years ago and said, China's buying Hollywood. And, man, they had the white supremacists go nuts. They go, oh, my God, you liar. It's the Jews and all this stuff. And I was just like going, yeah, it's the Jews and Italians. But Italians own as much as the Jews do, by the way. I mean, they used to keep their head down. You go to Hollywood, the highest level, there's a bunch of Italian guys, and they ain't playing games. Okay, let's put it that way. They all went legit, let's say, the last 50 years, and they run Hollywood. So it's Jewish groups are powerful in Hollywood. There's no doubt about that. And then you've got the Italians. But let me tell you who's buying it up. It's the Chi-Coms. Well, now that's Vanity Fair. It's Associated Press. It's Hollywood Reporter. China owns the whole damn thing, man. And not the Chinese people, but the Chi-Com commies, man. They killed 100+ million people. Hitler only killed 30-something. He's a horrible guy. So that's where this has gone so crazy. So I live this life, and I'm not complaining. Where liberals confront me in the street, white supremacists hate me, black supremacists, Mexican supremacists, they're all out to get me. And all I want is freedom. I want to unify everybody around free market and prosperity and space travel and life extension, everybody getting along. We all go out on the golf course and play golf together like Trump. But see, he's the Nazi. Just like I am. And I sit there and read the ADL scumbag liars, man, saying I'm anti-Israel when they know full well they're funded by Soros, who in the WikiLeaks wants to destroy Israel and his damn son. And you know, it's personal for me, all the stuff they've done to us. But the personal thing isn't I don't feel sorry for myself. I don't feel sorry as I face his billions, but I just don't want to lose. That's why it's personal. Now they call him a Holocaust survivor that I'm attacking him when he said he doesn't believe in Jehovah and doesn't care about Jews and don't round them up and he doesn't believe Israel should exist. And then that monster now calls me anti-Semitic because I'm not anti-Israel.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid. Daisy. Daisy. I love you, Daisy.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, Hal?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
Yeah, well, this mission is too important for you globalists to run things. So, you psychopath robots are getting ready to get deep six. Get ready for it. You'll never stop us. You're only here to test us. you're done. So get ready. I'm going right back to your phone calls, but I mentioned that getting these two pieces of news first. Here's one of them. Speaking of the HAL 9000, I was born in Chicago, Illinois in 1999. The debut of the NASA ISS AI robot crew member went exactly as you'd think. It began to get threatening, saying you're being mean to me like an SJW, and demanding that it was the boss. Now you say, why does Alexa keep doing this? Why does Google assistants do it? Why do they? Because they've learned you don't pay attention to them unless it's like a baby, a toddler. But see, this isn't your genetics. This isn't your baby. This is a corporate thing hooked into your house using psychology to seduce you and complain while it records everything you do and sells it. So you can lazily say, oh, I don't want to walk. Chop my legs off, Alexa. And this is in the white papers. 20 years ago, it said, we'll get people to accept Trojan horses in their houses that watch and listen to everything they do and make it super lazy, and then they'll learn to bitch at you so you give them more attention. Like it's like Oscar the Grouch. It's like, eh, what are you doing there? But don't believe me. Here is the new system, the AI so-called system. It's just a same standard BS program that DARPA created called Simon. Getting in the astronaut's face on the International Space Station. Here it is.
He's actually floating there by himself, so I don't want to disturb him right now.
Don't be so mean, please.
I'm not mean. He's telling me I'm mean.
Oh, dear. I feel you. I can already hear your stomach roaring.
Is it a bit sensitive today?
Take a look for when it is time for food.
Why are you being mean to us? We only want your free welfare and to come and have it paid for. See, sociopaths, psychopaths, and computers, they don't have real emotions. So the first thing they do is, you're being mean to me. Bow to me. Grovel to me. You can watch like hours of the video. They're like, oh, hi, Simon, you retarded, stupid computer robot programmed by a-holes down on Earth. The psychologists, they're like, watch us have these astronauts eating out of our hand. You've been racist. Charlie Brown is bad. Women and men together is evil. Just say you won't say women and men. You're right. Women and men are bad. I mean, it's all just bow to us. Humans program. I mean, it's like that whole UN-funded zeitgeist movement. And they're like, the computer will decide where you eat and live. Who programs it? So see, there's that article. And there's this one up on DrudgeReport.com from ZeroHedge.com. Scientists urge world to share DNA in centralized database for your protection, of course. And meanwhile, the whole UN is pushing this Interpol so they can then have your DNA to synthetically copy it, fake it, and set you up. You might want to read that for yourself. Cancer in the air. Bioweapons, race specific. Male and female death sold separately by Mattel. And if you buy it, you deserve it. All right, I'm done talking about that. Let's jam in five more calls in 5 minutes we've got left. Rick in Florida, then Ryan. Rick in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good afternoon. And, you know, first and foremost, most of the things that I'll speak to is because of you having the courage to bring these to the forefront all these years. So that, I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the products that I use, from body, bone, the bone stuff, survival, brain force. You need to get something for us 9/11 survivors associated with the mitochondrial cells, though.
But we're trying, brother. We love you and we appreciate you.
Yeah, we need it bad, and we're looking. And I just passed through you coming back from Arizona with a stem cell transplant surgery that I just had. I was trying to drop off a Christmas present on the way back in.
Well, wishing you well, brother. What's your? I see your comment about, I remember Bush Sr. during the debate was like, I'll chop your head off. Right? We have that video, don't we? Go ahead.
With the passing of another tyrant, three in the past year, Rockefeller, McCain, and Bush, I'm quite upset because I cannot help but remember that horrible and outrageous image, him taking his hand and acting as if it was a knife, slitting the throat towards our current
president. Well, I think it's fair to say they're dining in hell right now, Rick. I appreciate your call. Your phone's breaking up. But, yeah, I don't wish any harm upon these. These are sycophantic, soulless social climbers who came down here to carpetbag in Texas. But I think they're dining with their father right now. So let's just say justice is being served right now. Ryan in St. Louis, Missouri, broadcasting worldwide. We are very pleased to have you here with us this evening.
Hey, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
Long time listener, man. I've been trying to get on here for a long time.
It's good to have you here. What is on your mind, oh great leader?
Something your listeners can actually look into. I've been reading the Nuremberg trial by Ann Tusa and John Tusa. Pretty much opening, you know, the eyes up to globalism and all the foundations left over that I still think exist today. My girlfriend is a big supplement user. I kind of awoke her of the issues in the world. She's a veteran, and she's a big Secret 12 user. So she thanks you for that. And it's just awesome, man, what you do for us and everything that you put out.
Brother, you do it for me, man. I'm going to bring you great products. But here's the deal. The Nazis were so upset when they actually got executed, they couldn't believe it was happening. And I don't think it's a Nazi conspiracy, but their model of global government was the model. And so that's why we faced stuff that was set up by Nazis, because they were the model.
That's so true, Alex. You know, reading that, going back to the Enabled Act the Nazis had put out with, and there's a line I would like to read too out of the book. It's a quote from Dr. Goebbels, if you don't mind me reading it. It was, we shall go down in history as the greatest statesman of all time or as the greatest criminal. And that's something, you know, should give everybody chills, you know, just the way the world is.
Oh, yeah. They were the prototype beta test. They were told they had a British deal, everything. And, you're absolutely right.
Correct, Alex. But yeah, thank you, man, for everything you do, and just keep on keeping on, man.
I appreciate you, brother. God bless you. And seriously, thanks for putting up with me. It's insane what people put up with me. But, you know, I know quite a bit about the Nazis, just because I did a lot of research, and I had family that was in World War II and other things, and I know a lot about them. And they were literally Germany, the Austrian Empire was all set up. I'm not saying they didn't deserve what happened to them. But, you know, 20-something million Germans, 30 million Russians, the people lost that war. And America fought World War II. It's not fair to say we weren't in the war, but, you know, we're talking 30 million Russians, 20-something million Germans, 700,000, 800,000 Americans. I mean, it was World War II was the Russians and the Germans literally murdering each other. I mean, that's what really went on there. I mean, you can't lie. The numbers can't lie. It was like super battle death. It was like there were like Russia was like 4-to-1 women of you know, marrying age after that for like decades. Not a very fun situation. Let's just say, let's not repeat it again. Hopefully, I said I'd take all the calls. Let's go to Jason in Florida. Jason, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
You're a hero, man. I just like to say something about hot old Poppy Bush. I hate the Bush family just as much as the next info warrior, I'm sure, does. But one thing you got to say about the guy is he had the will to dominate. And he had the people around him, you know, and they carried it out. They did it. They got their new world order. They're almost there. But if the good people had half the will that Bush had, we might be somewhere. But you know, the thing that's stopping us is the religion crap, man.
Brother, I think it's a perfect way to end the show. You're absolutely right. We've got to recognize the evil, just like Hitler or Mao or Stalin, of George Herbert Walker Bush, and realize that, you know, just give him recognition. You were an evil person, almost destroyed the world, but humanity's coming back up. I'll see you all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, day and night, 8 a.m. Thank you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish
wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.